I'm getting sick of waiting.
Mommy.
Need you to wake up, kitty. I guess it wouldn't hurt to test your collar. Forgive me, kitty. There he is. There's my boy. Come up to the bars and tell Mommy you love her. Oh, that's adorable. So scared and confused. Save your questions, darling. They're not important. You probably have a better chance of recognizing my voice over my face, so bonus points if you do. But for now, all you need to know is that I love you, and you're mine now. Is that enough for you, love? Put your ears back on. I'm not telling you twice. You'll get shocked the next time you feel like acting stupid. That's a good boy. What kind of Neko walks around without fluffy little ears? Now, come up to the bars and let Mommy pet her good boy. Kitties, crawl. I shouldn't have to tell you, so stop making me. Oh, kitty, don't cry. Mommy doesn't want to hurt you, but if you don't listen, she has to. Crawl up to the bars and bring your little head forward, sweetie. Yes, that's right. You like your head pats, don't you, kitty? You love Mommy's head pats so much. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Can you purr for me, sweetie? Can you purr for Mommy? She'll give you a reward. That's my good boy. My good, precious boy. You're melting my heart, kitty. I just knew you'd be perfect. All it took was two shocks to get you nice and obedient. No silly questions. No silly thoughts. Two little button taps and you just give up right away. Purring for that girl you don't even recognize. Purring for that girl you toyed with for shits and giggles. Oh, am I still kicking around in that head somewhere? Yes, I was your little internet friend. We were chatting and playing games almost every day. I never felt a connection like that before. It was like lightning. It struck down into me and burnt through my entire body. And it didn't just strike twice. It struck every time I talked to you. But then, one night, I share one of my interests with you. I send you some stupid catboy cosplay TikToks and gush about the idea of having a Neko. What's the worst that could happen? I thought. Worst case scenario, he'd poke some fun at me for being a little cringe. No harm in that. I can take a little teasing. I might even enjoy it. But no. You don't do that. You don't do anything. I sit around, giddy like a schoolgirl, waiting for you to reply like I always do, and it never happens. I try my best to give you the benefit of the doubt. He's just busy. Maybe he broke his phone. I needed to know if you were safe, so I did some digging and found your literal name and all your socials in. And I see a screenshot of our chat. You were making fun of me. The comments. All your friends laughing. Laughing at us, laughing at me. I open your gallery and I see more and more and... I see your girlfriend. She's beautiful, by the way. I talk to her. Had to find her phone number, but that's a small hurdle. I asked if she knew we were talking, if she knew about all the screenshots he posted, and she was mortified. I've never heard someone so apologetic. Your ex really is a sweetheart. And she deserves better. So, I'll be taking you off her hands. I thought long and hard about you. And I realized that I can't hate you. I tried so hard to hate you, but I can't. I need you. Even after all this, something about us had to be real. All the time spent, secrets shared. I refuse to believe they don't mean anything. But you do need to learn to be better. So I'm gonna train you into the perfect little kitty. No time for apologies now, love. They won't do you any good. I'm gonna hover my finger over this button, and you can be a good boy. And stop this pointless begging, or you can fall on the ground and flop like a fish until I think I've got the message across. Good boy. Now, I think I recall Mommy saying she'd reward you if you purred. I'm unlocking the cage. Turn around, kitty. Mommy got you a tail.